Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Memor by Ram Goldar and today with Sechar Shavuos Daf Beis, the first parak Shavuos Shtayim. I want to welcome all the new members who've joined us for the Masechta and wish everyone continued Hatzlacha as we now begin the 26th Masechta in this Daf Yomi Machzor. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the first mission begins, Shavuos Shtayim Shehein Arba. Those are of two basic types that are actually four, as explained in detail in the third parak. Yedias HaTuma, awareness of Tuma, meaning cases of a tummy person inadvertently eating kachim or entering the Mikdash. Yetzias HaShabbos, transfers between domains prohibited on Shabbos. And Maros Nagaim, appearances of Tsaras are all Shtayim Shehein Arba, as will be explained. As sheyesh ba yediyah betchila, a case of mistaken tuma violation, which involves one's knowledge beforehand that he was tameh, v'yediyah basof, and his knowledge at the end that he ate kachim or entered the mikdash while tameh, the helam being time, and forgetfulness in between, meaning he forgot he was tameh or that the food was kachim or the area entered was the mikdash, he's liable to a carbon ol of a yord, which goes up and down, meaning it varies based on his financial status. If he did not yet become aware of the violation, the sira hanas bifnim, the goat of Yom Kippur whose blood application is inside the heichal, and Yom Kippur itself suspend his punishment until he discovers his violation, and he will then bring an ol of a yored. Point number two, the mission proceeds to discuss which karbanos atone for violations without awareness beforehand. If he does discover the violation at the end, the sira hanas b'chutz, the goat of Yom Kippur whose blood application is outside the heichal, and Yom Kippur atone. If there's no awareness even afterwards, Rabbi Yehuda says the Sirei Regalim and Sirei Rosh Chodashim, goats brought from the Musaf on these days, atone for him. Rabbi Shimon agrees regarding the Sirei Regalim, but says the Sirei Rosh Chodashim atone for a Tahor person who ate Tameh Kadshim. Rabbi Meir says all the Seirim used for Musaf atone for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Rabbi Shimon was asked, Ma'ushi Yikruvu Zeh B'Zeh, what is the halacha regarding their being sacrificed one instead of the other? For example, if a seer was designated for Yom Kippur and was lost until after Yom Kippur, can it be used for Regalim or Rosh Chodesh? He said that it can, and they asked, since the atonements are different in his opinion, how can one be used for the other? He answered that they all come to be mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, albeit for different cases. And point number three, the Mishnah concludes, Al Shar Aver Shabbat Torah, for all other transgressions which are written in the Torah, whether relatively light or severe, whether done b'mezid or b'shogeg, whether he became aware of the violation or not, an ase or los ase, those punished with karis or execution, the sir hamishtalech, the goat sent away to Azazel, is machaper. The Tanakhama says this applies to Yisraelim, Kohanim, and the Kohen Gadol. The difference between Yisraelim and Kohanim is that Kohanim's atonement for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav is achieved by the par, the bull of Yom Kippur, not the two goats brought in Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says that just as the vidui, the confession recited over the Sir HaMishtalech, is mechaper for all the other averes of Yisraelim, meaning non-Kohanim, kach vidui shalpar mechaper al Kohanim, so too the confession over the bull atones for all other averos for the Kohanim, but they are not included in the kapara of the Sir HaMishtalech. So once again, the three points are, number one, the first Mishnah begins, Shavuos Shtayim Shehein Arba. Oaths are of two basic types. There are actually four, as explained in detail in the third parak. Yedias HaTuma, awareness of Tuma, meaning cases of a tummy person inadvertently eating kachim or entering the Mikdash. Yetzias HaShabbos, transfers between domains prohibited on Shabbos. And Maros Nagaim, appearances of Tsaras are all Shtayim Shehein Arba, as will be explained. As sheyesh ba yediyah betchila, a case of mistaken tuma violation, which involves one's knowledge beforehand that he was tameh, v'yediyah basof, and his knowledge at the end that he ate kachim or entered the mikdash while tameh, the helam being time, and forgetfulness in between, meaning he forgot he was tameh or that the food was kachim or the area entered was the mikdash, he's liable to a carbon ol of a yord, which goes up and down, meaning it varies based on his financial status. If he did not yet become aware of the violation, the sira hanas bifnim, the goat of Yom Kippur whose blood application is inside the heichal, and Yom Kippur itself, suspend his punishment until he discovers his violation, and he will then bring an ol of a yored. Point number two, the mission proceeds to discuss which karbanos atone for violations without awareness beforehand. If he does discover the violation at the end, the sir hanas b'chutz, the goat of Yom Kippur whose blood application is outside the heichal, and Yom Kippur atone. If there's no awareness even afterwards, Rabbi Yehuda says the Sirei Regalim and Sirei Rosh Chodashim, goats brought from the Musaf on these days, atone for him. Rabbi Shimon agrees regarding the Sirei Regalim, but says the Sirei Rosh Chodashim atone for a Tahor person who ate Tameh Kadshim. Reb Meir says all the Se'irim used for Musaf atone for Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshim. Reb Shimon was asked, Ma'usha Yikrivu Zeh B'Zeh, what is the halacha regarding their being sacrificed one instead of the other? For example, if a seer was designated for Yom Kippur and was lost until after Yom Kippur, can it be used for Regalim or Rosh Chodesh? He said that it can, and they asked, since the atonements are different in his opinion, how can one be used for the other? He answered that they all come to be mechaper on Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, albeit for different cases. And point number three, the Mishnah concludes, Al Shar Aver Shabbatorah, for all other transgressions which are written in the Torah, whether relatively light or severe, whether done b'mezid or b'shogeg, whether he became aware of the violation or not, an ase or los ase, those punished with karas or execution, the sir hamishtalech, the goat sent away to Azazel, is machaper. The Tanakhama says this applies to Yisraelim, Kohanim, and the Kohen Gadol. The difference between Yisraelim and Kohanim is that Kohanim's atonement for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav is achieved by the par, the bull of Yom Kippur, not the two goats brought in Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says that just as the vidui, the confession recited over the Sir HaMishtalech, is mechaper for all the other averes of Yisraelim, meaning non-Kohanim, kach vidui shalpar mechaper al Kohanim, so too the confession over the bull atones for all other averos for the Kohanim, but they are not included in the kapara of the Sir HaMishtalech. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Beis, and our standard Siman is a bias, a house. A house, so here goes. The man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house when he realized he had forgotten he was Tame when entering the base of Migdash and now had to bring an Ol V'Yored, woke up the Se'irim for Yom Kippur, Regalim, and Rosh Chodesh, which were kept in a pen together since they atoned for Tumas Migdash Kedoshav, and the Se'ir HaMishtalech down the hall, which is Mechaper for all other Averos of Yisrael and Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol. Once again, slow motion. The man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house, that must be run off base, by his house. The man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house when he realized he had forgotten he was Tame when entering the base of Migdash and now had to bring an Ol V'Yored, which reminds us we discussed which karbanos mechaper for which transgressions of Tumas Migdash and Kedoshav. As Shiyesh by Yediyah Batila, a case of mistaken Tuma violation, which involves one's knowledge beforehand that he was Tame, V'Yediyah Basov, and his knowledge at the end that he ate Kachim, or entered the Migdash while Tame, V'Ela main time, and forgetfulness in between, meaning he forgot he was Tame, or that the food was Kachim, or the area entered was a Mikdash, he's chayv to the carbon Ol of Yored, which goes up and down, meaning it varies based on his financial status. If he did not yet become aware of the violation, the Sa'ir Hanasa Bifnim, the goat of Yom Kippur whose blood application is inside the Heichal, and Yom Kippur itself suspend his punishment until he discovers his violation, and he will then bring an Ol of Yored. So the man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house when he realized he had forgotten he was Tame when entering the base of Migdash and now had to bring an Ol of Yored, woke up the Se'irim for Yom Kippur, Regalim, and Rosh Chodesh, which were kept in a pen together since they atone for Tumas Mikdash Kedosha, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon was asked, Ma'ushi Yikru V'Zeh B'Zeh, what is the halacha regarding the different Se'irim that are brought for various cases of Tumas Mikdash Kedosha being sacrificed one instead of the other? For example, if a Se'ir was designated for Yom Kippur and was lost until after Yom Kippur, can it be used for the Regalim, Rosh Chodesh? He said that it can, and they asked, since the atonements are different in his opinion, how can one be used for the other? He answered, they all come to be mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, albeit for different cases. So the man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house when he realized he had forgotten he was Tame when entering the base of Migdash and now had to bring an Ol of Yored, woke up the Se'irim for Yom Kippur, Regalim, and Rosh Chodesh, which were kept in a pen together since they atoned for Tumas Migdash Kedoshav, and the Se'ir HaMishtalech down the hall, which is Mechaper for all their Averos of Yisrael and Kohanim, and the Kohen Gadol, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes, Al Shar Aver Shabbatorah, for all other transgressions, which are written in the Torah, whether relatively light or severe, whether done b'mezid or b'shogeg, whether he became aware of the violation or not, an ase or los ase, those punished with karas or execution, the Sir HaMishtalech is mechaper. There's malchokas of the Kohanim attain kapara through the Sir HaMishtalech at all. So once again, the man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house when he realized he had forgotten he was Tame when entering the base of Migdash and now had to bring an Ol of Yored, woke up the Se'irim for Yom Kippur, Regalim, and Rosh Chodesh, which were kept in a pen together since they atoned for Tumas Migdash Kedoshav, and the Se'ir HaMishtalech down the hall, which is Mechaper for all other Averos of Yisrael and Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Chafal, so the Simmer Daf Chafal is a car because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. The man in love with his ka, that must be on Daf Chafal. The man in love with his car so much that he tattooed it on his arm was driving to Baston to get Malkas, which reminds us, the next mission states, a Kosev Ksovas Kaka, one who writes a tattoo, is liable to Malkas. If one wrote with ink on skin, but did not etch in the skin to allow the ink inside, or he etched the skin without ink, he's not liable to Malkas, ad sheyichtov v'yikakea, unless he writes and etches the skin with black ink or blue dye, b'kol dav reshu roshem, or with anything that leaves a mark. Rabbi Shimon says one is not chayv unless he writes Hashem, the name there, which the Gemara explains to mean a name of Avodah Zarah. So the man in love with his ka so much that he tattooed it on his arm was driving to Basin to get Malkas, together with the drunk Nazir who was high 5 sets for drinking wine all day and warned numerous times, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches when one gets multiple sets of Malkas for repeating an Avera. Nazir Shea Shosi Yain Kol Yom, a Nazir was drinking wine all day, but was warned only once, in Chayv Elachas, he's only liable to one set of Malkas. But if they warned him, Al Tishteh, do not drink, warning him before each drink, he's high for each drink after a Hasra. The same applies to a Nazir who repeatedly makes himself tummy from a corpse or shaves his hair. So the man in love with his ka so much that he tattooed it on his arm was driving to Basin to get Malkas, together with a drunk Nazir who was high 5 sets for drinking wine all day and warned numerous times. When they noticed the Kohen Nazir plowing a single furrow in a cemetery with a cow and a donkey who was high Malkas for multiple prohibitions, which reminds us, the Mishnah continued, Yesh Choresh Telem Echod, Mechai V'lav Mishum Shmono Ravim. There is a case where one plows a single furrow and is liable for 8 prohibitions and then proceeds to list all 8. Daf Chabez. So the Simur Daf Chabez is a cab. So here goes. The cab. That must be on Daf Chabez. The cab who picked up a man along with his disqualified carbon bull that he redeemed and bred, making him liable for 2 sets of Malkas, which reminds us, Rabbi Hoshaya says, Marbiya Shor Psui HaMukdashim, one who breeds a bull, which was a disqualified carbon and redeemed, even with its own species, Lokishnaim, incurs 2 sets of Malkas. This carbon, which was disqualified with a mum, allowing redemption, may be shechted and eaten, but retains some status of Kedusha and remains forbidden in work or shearing. It's therefore considered like 2 bodies of different species, and any breeding, even with a cow, is considered interbreeding. So the cab who picked up a man along with his disqualified carbon bull that he redeemed and bred, making him liable for 2 sets of Malkas, stopped at 40-1 Mako Street, which reminds us, the next Mishnah gives the maximum number of Malkas received, Arbaim Chasar Achas, 40-1, meaning 39, because the Pasuk says, B'mispar Arbaim, in the number of 40, meaning Minyan Shu Samach Arbaim, the number which is next to 40. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says he receives literally 40 lashes. The 40th lash, which is not divisible by 3, is between his shoulders. So the cab who picked up a man along with his disqualified carbon bull that he redeemed and bred, making him liable for 2 sets of Malkas, stopped at 40-1 Mako Street, where Basin carried out the Malkas procedure, which reminds us the next mission describes the Malkas procedure. Daf Chav Gimel. So the Simur Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. At the Kugelach Championship, Kugelach, that must be more on Daf Chav Gimel. At the Kugelach Championship, where one player got rewarded for holding himself back and not cheating, which reminds us, we learned that Kol Yoshev Avar Aver, whoever sits and does not transgress an Avera, meaning he abstains from a rias, Nosin L'schar Ka'osim Mitzvah, he's given reward like one who does a mitzvah and is given life. So at the Kugelach Championship, where one player got rewarded for holding himself back and not cheating, the boys were given many rules, including don't eat creepy creatures during a game in order to award them prizes, which reminds us, Rav Hanani ben Kashia says, Ratzal Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. Hashem wanted to provide merit for Yisrael. L'fichach Hibrahim Torah Mitzvahs. Therefore, he gave them an abundance of Torah Mitzvahs, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Chafetz Haman Sitko Yagdil Torah V'yadir. Kodesh Baruch Hu desired for the sake of Yisrael's righteousness that the Torah be made great and glorious. Therefore, he gave many prohibitions, such as eating creeping creatures, which a person would refrain from anyway, so that he would receive reward for it. So, at the Kugelach Championship, where one player got rewarded for holding himself back and not cheating, the boys were given many rules, including don't eat creepy creatures during a game, in order to award them prizes, with the goal of scoring 613 points made from a combination of 365 red points and 248 green points, which reminds us, Rabbi Simlai darshaned that there are 613 mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, 365 los aseis, corresponding to the days of the Sora year, and 248 mitzvahs asei, keneged evar shel adam, corresponding to the number of a person's body parts. The Rivan explains that each day of the year warns him not to transgress an avera, and each part of a person's body urges him to perform a mitzvah. Daf Chavdod. So the Simur Daf Chavdod is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. In the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio, next to the shelf of 11 pitchers, that must be on Daf Chavdod, kud. In the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio, next to the shelf of 11 pitchers stating mitzvahs that had the king's seal, which reminds us, after teaching that there are 613 mitzvahs, the Gemara continues that David HaMelech came and established them on 11 fundamentals because of the generational decline. So in the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio, next to the shelf of 11 pitchers stating mitzvahs that had the king's seal, the potter was designing three more pitchers with guidance from a Navi, which reminds us, later Yeshayah came and established them on six fundamentals, and then Micha later established them on three. Number one, Be'asos Mishpat, to do justice. Number two, Be'avas Chesed, to love kindness. And number three, Be'atznei Aleches Imel Kelcha, and to walk discreetly with your God. So in the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio, next to the shelf of 11 pitchers stating mitzvahs that had the king's seal, the potter was designing three more pitchers with guidance from a Navi, when he spotted a fox at the window on Har HaBayis and a rabbi smiling, which reminds us, the Masechta concludes with the incident when Rabbi Kiva explained to the rabbis with him why he was smiling when he saw a fox coming out of the Kadosh Kadoshim. A pasuk links the reliability of the prophecies of Uriah Cohen and Zechariah, who prophesied in different periods. As long as Uriah's prophecy about Yerushalayim's destruction was not fulfilled, Rabbi Kiva feared that Zechariah's nevuah about its rebirth would not be fulfilled. Now that Uriah's fearsome prophecy was fulfilled, Zechariah's would certainly be as well. They said to him, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva, you have comforted us, Akiva, you have comforted us. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you know that b'mispar arbaim means 39 lashes? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number two, which do you know that all other avers besides Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav are atoned for with the Sira Mishtaleach, and we have Malchokas regarding Kohanim? That's on daf Beis and Shavuos. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn that the Taryag mitzvahs are comprised of 365 lavin and 248 mitzvahs asei? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number four, which daf do we discuss what the din is if a person's load of Maaseh Sheni is inside Yerushalayim but he is outside, or the reverse? That's on daf Yud Tes. Good. Number five, which daf do you discuss using karbanas designated for a different case of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav? That's on daf Base. Which of the one that Micha later established the Taryag mitzvahs on three principles? That's on Dav Chavdod. Good. Number seven, which of the discuss the laws of Srita, cutting oneself? That's on Dav Chav. Good. Number eight, which Dav discuss getting multiple malkas for multiple hasros? For example, another drinking wine the entire day? That's on Dav Chavav. Good. Number nine, which of the one that one brings an olive yord for Yediyah B'tchilah V'Yediyah B'Sof, the Helaman time? That's on Dav Beis and Shavuos. Good. Number 10, which of the one that one who's Marbio or Manhig, a redeemed disqualified carbon, transgresses Kalayim? That's on Dav Chabez. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.